Greetings, readers. Welcome to the second episode of the August 2024 edition of Library News. This month, we're celebrating the final days of summer and the excitement of the State Fair. For this month's DLA Spotlight, County State Fairs. Iowa State Fair, Country Comes to Town by Thomas Leslie, DBC 15054. A history of the Iowa State Fair, from the fairy tale State Fair of the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical to Norma Duffield's Lyons 2,000-pound butter sculpture of the Last Supper. Leslie recounts the fair's fascinating background, why today it is more popular than ever, and what it holds for the future. State Fair by Philip D. Strong, DBC 15308. Abel Frake, a successful, intelligent farmer, his wife, and their son and daughter spend a week at the Iowa State Fair in Des Moines. Abel's cherished hog, Blue Boy, is judged the champion. Mrs. Frake's pickles win first prize, and Wayne and Marjorie learn a great deal about life and love. State Fair by Earlene Fowler, DB 91173. Folk Art Museum curator, rancher, and sometimes sleuth Benny Harper is attending the San Sicilian Mid-State Fair, a place for caramel apples and 4-H calves, colorful quilts and homemade jams, and maybe just a little murder.
The Bobbsey Twins in the County Fair Mystery by Laura L. Hope, DB 11332. The cruel owner of a merry-go-round in Calliope and the terrified boy who plays the Calliope involve the Bobbsey twins in a mystery at the county fair. It's a Fair Day by Paula Danziger, DB 56094. When Amber and her best friend Justin go to the county fair with their parents, Amber hopes for a perfect day. But when her parents argue, Amber gets lost in the crowd while looking for Justin. 1,000 Places to See in the USA and Canada Before You Die by Patricia Schultz, DB 69698. Guide to museums, natural wonders, historic homes, classic ballparks, scenic byways, and more. Destinations are arranged geographically and include Alaska's Inside Passage, Alberta's Jasper National Park, California's Pacific Coast Highway, the Daytona Speedway, and the Library of Congress. 9 locations are in Iowa: the Iowa State Fair, Effigy Mounds, Marquette, Los Hills, Western Iowa, Villages of Van Buren, Living History Farms, Urbandale, The Raj, Fairfield, Bridges of Madison County, Amana Colonies, on the trail of Grant Wood, including his studio and Cedar Rapids Museum of Art. Key Lime Pie Murder by Joanne Fluke, DB 65255. Hannah Swenson of Lake Eden, Minnesota, helps judge the baking contest at the county fair when fellow judge, home economics teacher Willa Sundquist, drops dead. Hannah seeks justice. Meanwhile, both a dentist and a detective are courting Hannah, and her cat refuses to eat.
The Beef Princess of a Practical County by Michelle Houts, DB 69783. 12-year-old Libby Ryan raises 2 calves in hopes of winning the steer competition at Practical County Fair in Nowhere, Indiana. Her father warns her not to name them or become too attached because the calves will be sold at auction. Libby names them Piggy and Mule. Doobie Doobie Moo by Doreen Cronin, DBC 04712. While Farmer Brown sleeps, his animals prepare for a talent show at the county fair. Give Fudge a Chance by Nancy Coco, DB 116623. The Mackinac County Fair is in full swing, and the air is rich with the scent of funnel cakes and the sounds of carnival rides. Allie is focused on the fudge competition. Another win would really put her hotel and fudge shop on the map, but she is willing to take a little break and walk through the haunted house attraction with her friend Jen. When they come across a body, though, it turns out not to be a prop. Soon, Allie's cop boyfriend is on the scene, and the sleuthing confectioner is hunting for clues. Danger strikes too close to home when the hotel becomes the scene of a suspicious fatal accident, and Allie suspects that the two deaths are connected. The case is turning into a real roller coaster. Allie will have to hold on tight.
August Magazine of the Month is Kiplinger's Personal Finance. This month, we're featuring Kiplinger's Personal Finance, a magazine that provides general interest articles on managing finances. Topics include taxes, investment options, real estate, insurance, and retirement planning. Kiplinger's Personal Finance is available in multiple formats: audio on cartridge, hard copy Braille mailed to you, or downloadable through Bard as audio or Braille. It is published monthly.
This month's tech tip focuses on Bard Mobile and screen readers. Bard Mobile is a fantastic tool for accessing our collection while you're on the go. It allows you to search for and download books directly to your device, making reading more convenient. However, one challenge with Bard Mobile compared to using a dedicated book player is the lack of physical buttons, which can make starting or stopping your book less intuitive. Today's tip addresses that issue. If you're using a screen reader like VoiceOver or TalkBack, there's a gesture that can help. Simply use two fingers to tap on the screen twice. This gesture is also known as the two-finger double tap. Will start or stop your book in the Bard mobile app. Please note, this gesture may not work on some older Android devices with older versions of TalkBack. Additionally, this gesture can also be used to answer or hang up calls, making it a handy tool for managing these tasks without having to search the screen for the right button. With a bit of practice, this gesture will quickly become your favorite.
Hi, it's Leland from the IMC, with this month's staff pick. I love a great sci-fi book. The genre covers a wide range of themes, from aliens, zombies, and monsters to futuristic societies and space and time travel. And let's not forget about the wildly advanced technology that seems magical. Here are three books I have recently read and recommend. Hyperion, DB33583, by Dan Simmons. On Hyperion, home of the Hegemony, also dwells the Strike, a creature who lives in the Valley of the Time Tombs. Seven people who have suffered at the hands of the Strike go to Hyperion to confront the beast and to uncover the Time Tomb's secret. But a battle brews on Hyperion between the Hegemony and their enemy, the Ousters. Parasite, DB77689, by Myra Grant. Science fiction, supernatural, and horror fiction. When Sally Mitchell awoke from a coma after a horrific car accident, her survival was attributed to her genetically engineered disease-fighting tapeworm. Now, 6 years later, Sally and her boyfriend, Nathan, are discovering that the parasites might have a more sinister purpose. We are Legion. We are Bob. DB94129, by Dennis Taylor. A century after his death, Bob Johansson wakes up to find that his consciousness has been uploaded into computer hardware on an interstellar probe. His job is now to seek habitable planets for humanity, but he will face foreign probes with the same goals.
The library was at the Iowa State Fair on the morning of August 14th to provide a kids' activity in the kids' zone. It is a great time to connect with kids and families from across the state. The next, the All-May e-read program will be held Tuesday, August 27th. This new program will be held the last Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. via Zoom and will focus on using the NLS Braille e-readers. Each session will begin with a brief demonstration of a feature or use case. The rest of the hour will be spent answering patron questions about any aspects of the ZoomMax or HumanWare e-readers. Please contact the library for the Zoom link.
The library will be closed Monday, September 2nd for Labor Day. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading.